Hello everyone, Lola is here again for you. Today, we have another episode to listen to. Before anything else, we would like to thank Gacha Life, our sponsor for today's episode. If you are up for a new adventure, please visit games.lol and look for any game that interests you. Download it and play on your PC. So, without further ado, it's time to get started.
Unblocked Games.
Welcome again to the Unblocked Games podcast. My name is Lola, aka Live Optimized Language Audio, and I will bring to you the world of Gacha and your favorite anime characters in Gacha Life. If you are ready for a new adventure, join me as we explore a world where you can be as creative as you can to show the real you. It's a free casual game for anime fans like you. I guess there's still a few of who's got some questions regarding the game. Have you ever wondered what gacha really means? Originally, gacha is a toy machine in Japan where a customer puts money into. You will often find one that is similar to a loot box. However, you need to crank the twist so a plastic egg will pop out and you get a prize. You get to exchange it to a collectible toy figure, which is just one of several toys in a set that you need to complete. Just like in video games, you have to spend in-game currency to buy a random item. These free-to-play games reward you a gacha after you spend real-world money. But, why is Gacha Life really popular, especially among young girls and teens? Well, at some point, you can get your favorite characters, then you can dress them up while you visit different scenes in the game. There are 8 games that you can play and you also earn gems which you can use to get gacha, which are basically gifts or items that give energy to your characters when their stamina gets low. Gacha Life also give these items to other players in order to advance their friendship level. The studio mode allows you to create brief character skits and you get to chat with other players so you get to know them well. Is it any good to play Gacha Life? Kids who love to create avatars and give them their favorite outfits enjoy this multi-activity app. However, it can be quite confusing when it comes to the energy of the characters. If you want a game with several activities, this could be the one for you. How would you like to try the skit builder where you create simple animated features? It is used by most players to creatively express themselves. This is a good way for you to let what you feel as you customize different scenes according to what you want to tell. Since the game is often played by the younger audience, is it really safe? Parents are often concerned about the safety of every app that their children download. Both parents and kids should be careful. You should be extra cautious when using the skit builder because it is often used by other players to create inappropriate content that is not actually included in the app and the videos are posted online. What should be done when kids were exposed to such unsafe conduct? As parents, you have to talk to them about what they should do in case they encounter such things. It is important to make them understand that they should focus on other things aside from appearance. It is better to be safe as soon as possible than to do it later and you will be full of regrets. So much of the serious side of the game. Let's talk about what it can offer for kids who love to try something new or simply because they want to show their creativity. For kids who are wondering, how should you create your Gacha Life character? At the start, you will have 8 slots but you can first try with one character and see the game features before you complete the set. You can have additional characters later on so you will have a more realistic feel of the game. The combination of personalities among your characters should also be more realistic so they will not look insane. You might want something funny but this is what other users will perceive. Is it possible to make your Gacha Life characters more alive? You will be creating screenshots, so be sure to adjust your characters where they will behave according to the story and the situation. When they speak, it is good that they also open their mouth. However, don't make them all speak at the same time. One chat bubble at a time will do. The speaking character should also face the one that he is also talking to, and it should not look the other way. Different poses and emotes during the conversations will also make them more alive. Make their body language more natural, so the interaction will be livelier. What should you avoid while playing the game? Turn away from bullies if you come across them. It is not good to kill off a character, like getting him involved in a car crash, really. This is the most common approach to killing someone. Why not try other ways? How about some Final Destination effect? Will you be able to do it? You can always make a joke, but why not do it appropriately? You can't simply burst out something lame about clothes and other stuff. The game is about creativity. How about throwing a very catchy punchline? Always get the story straight. Be good with your intentions. You can be spontaneous, but you also need to be cautious. It is not just you, but there are also other who are part of the game. Make the most of your time to enjoy the game, but you should also be mindful of others. That's all for today. Tune in next week for another episode. This is Lola, and I will give you more exciting news and updates in the gaming world. See you next time. Signing off. We'll be right back.